On this day, July 25th, 1868, a U.S. territory is formed as the result of the work of giants. I'll tell you that story. Let's get started. America was at war with Mexico from 1846 to 1848. Now, America won the war, and they got land as spoils. Now, that war was inspired by the doctrine of manifest destiny. You ever heard of that? Well, it's a doctrine which teaches that God himself ordained America to rule from sea to shining sea. It was a religious doctrine. Well, General Grant called the Mexican War an act of aggression against a weaker power. Well, whatever the nature of the war, America got the land. Well, immediately in consequence of the war, there was a push to connect America from the Atlantic to the Pacific. That was really the goal of Manifest Destiny. Well, the means of accomplishing it was the technological marvel of the iron rails. Well, Americans were already out west in their search for gold, and now with new territories, the race was on to connect the Mississippi with the Pacific by railway. So Congress enlisted private enterprise and provided subsidies to get the job done. Well, the main line was to run from Omaha to California. And to accomplish this goal, the Union Pacific Railroad Company was created. Now, this corporation was given great benefits by Congress. First, it was granted right-of-way through the public domain out west. Second, it was granted land on each side of the tracks. And third, it was given a lot of loans. Well, other subsidies were also granted to corporations to build communication lines between the Mississippi and the Pacific. So, communication lines and rail lines were going to connect the west to the Mississippi. Well, thus, in the 1860s began the building of the Transcontinental Railroad. Now, this project was an engineering miracle. Workers covered hundreds of miles of desert. They went over large mountains and water. Now, imagine doing this without the help of modern construction equipment. It was quite a feat. Well, as the tracks progressed westward, the social and economic conditions of the West changed as well. Settlements grew up along the line. And people of the mining communities north of the line in Montana and Idaho, as well as those to the far south of it, saw in the railroads a fulfillment of a great hope. Knowing those lines would one day reach them brightened their prospects. You know, the West offered hope to those who were poor and without land. Well, the Union Pacific was already planning parallel lines to the north and the south of those main lines, so their hopes would be fulfilled shortly. And they were. Then, on this day, July 25th, 1868, the Wyoming Territory was formed. Now, this was practically the product of the Union Pacific Railroad. That's because very few people settled there until the railroad came through the year before in 1867. Now, this project built the West. David McCullough summed up the work this way. Here's what he said. They called it a work of giants. But like all great stories, it's about people, construction bosses, politicians, thousands of workers, and the people who got the whole thing started in the first place. In other words, the building of the railways showed human ingenuity, and a land that was once considered useless was built up. But it also displayed human greed, senseless violence, and corruption. The story of the West is the story of honest people who simply wanted to take care of their families and be good neighbors, but it's also the story of greed, corrupt politics, and war. So let's learn from the good and avoid the bad. It certainly was a great feat for human beings to do what they did in building up the West.